This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian militant group Hamas on Sunday fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza that set off air raid sirens as far as Tel Aviv for the first time in months. The show of resilience came more than 7 months into Israel's air, sea, and ground offensive against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Aid trucks from Egypt are entering Gaza through southern Israel under a new agreement, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
These trucks are bypassing the Rafah crossing after Israeli forces seized the Palestinian side of it earlier this month. Egypt refuses to reopen its side of the Rafah crossing until control of the Gaza side is handed back to Palestinians. But because of U.S. and Israeli pressure, Egypt agreed to divert traffic through Israel's Kerem Shalom crossing, Gaza's main cargo terminal. Israel says it has allowed hundreds of trucks to enter, but United Nations agencies say it's usually too dangerous to retrieve the aid on the other side. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A senior official told AFP Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his war cabinet on Sunday amid intense diplomacy to forge a Gaza truce and hostage release deal. In Brussels, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, told journalists before meeting the Palestinian premier, a strong Palestinian authority was in Israel's interest. EU members Ireland and Spain and also Norway have said they will recognize the state of Palestine beginning Tuesday. It's drawing furious Israeli condemnation. This is VOA News. A Russian strike on a crowded hardware store in Kharkiv has killed at least 14 people and wounded dozens more, Ukrainian officials said on Sunday. The death toll rising as the country's second-largest city reeled from two attacks a day earlier. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Local officials said at least 120 people were in the epicenter hypermarket on Saturday when two guided bombs struck, causing a massive fire. At least 10 of the dead were unidentified on Sunday morning, they said. In a post on the Telegram app, Ukraine's Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said 16 people were still missing after the strike. It took 16 hours to extinguish the flames. The past week has seen a rise in Russian strikes on Ukraine's second city, after Russian troops stormed across the border, opening a new front just north of it.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Sunday to attend his peace summit as Ukraine struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia and its 27-month-old invasion. Ukraine hopes to host as many countries as possible at Kyiv-led talks in Switzerland next month, aimed at uniting global opinion on how to halt the war and piling pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has not been invited. Zelensky spoke in an English-language video recorded in the northeastern city of Kharkiv inside the charred remains of a printing house that was destroyed on Thursday in a Russian missile strike. The parents of professional golfer and two-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray on Sunday said their 30-year-old son's death a day earlier was by suicide. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Murray's death came after he withdrew from the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas on Friday. In a statement issued through the PGA Tour, Murray's parents said, quote, "Life wasn't always easy for Grayson, and although he took his own life, we know he rests peacefully now." Murray turned professional in 2015 and won his first PGA Tour title in 2017. He reached a career-high 46th in the world rankings after winning this year's Sony Open in Hawaii. The PGA Tour considered postponing play, but Murray's parents wanted the tournament to continue.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. South Africa's main opposition party, Democratic Alliance, has made its final call to South Africans to help it unseat the ruling African National Congress. It concluded its campaign on Sunday ahead of elections this week. The Democratic Alliance is the biggest opposition party in South Africa and has gathered some smaller opposition parties to form a pact known as the Multi-Party Charter. I'm Joe Ramsey.